KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In Major League Baseball yesterday, no change atop the American League East standings, where the Yankees continue to own a half-game lead over the Red Sox. The Yanks picked up their seventh win in eight games, cruising to a 7-3 victory over the Tigers. In Boston, Doug Fister was 0-5 with a 7.46 ERA this season before he pitched the Red Sox to a 6-2 win over the Indians. Elsewhere in the majors, Gio Gonzalez came within three outs of a no-hitter, and the Nationals stretched their lead in the National League East to 14 games with a 1-0 win over the Marlins in Miami. Gonzalez was lifted after D. Gordon led off the top of the ninth with a single to ruin the no-hit bid. Jake Mariznick was 3-for-5 with a pair of homers, 5 RBIs, and 4 runs scored, leading the Astros' 17-hit attack in a 14-7 win over Tampa Bay. The Orioles pulled out a 2-1 win over the Royals on Craig Gentry's RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning. Jonathan Scope tied it with a run-scoring single in the fifth before Gentry sent Baltimore through its third straight win. O's starter Ubaldo Jimenez was sharp over 7 innings, allowing just a run and 5 hits with 6 strikeouts. The Mariners erased a 4-0 deficit against Cole Hamels before Robinson Cano hit a tie-breaking 2-run single in the ninth to complete the comeback in a 6-4 win at Texas. The White Sox spotted Toronto a 6-0 lead before storming back to beat the Blue Jays 7-6. Matt Davidson ended it with a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth. Homers by Odubel Herrera and Michael Franco powered the Phillies to their fifth consecutive win, 7-6 over the Braves. And Marcus Semien's grand slam gave the Athletics a 6-3 lead in the sixth inning and an 8-5 triumph over the Giants. Well, the Yankees and the Dodgers bolstered their starting rotations as they attempt to secure division titles. Sonny Gray went from Oakland to the Yankees before the non-waiver trade deadline yesterday afternoon, while Yu Darvish was shipped to the Dodgers by Texas. Gray's departure was expected after he was held out of Sunday's scheduled start. He's 6-5 with a 3.43 earned run average this season and has been outstanding in his last six starts. The Athletics received shortstop outfielder Jorge Mateo, pitcher James Kaprielian, and outfielder Dustin Fowler from the Yankees. Mateo was one of New York's top prospects, and Fowler is out for the season after rupturing his patellar tendon in his right knee during the first inning of his first major league debut on June 29th. In addition, the Yankees also receive $1.5 million in international signing bonus allocation from the A's. The Rangers received three minor leaguers for Darvish, who is 6-9 with a 4.01 ERA and 22 starts this season. The four-time All-Star has struggled in his last eight starts. The Dodgers sent second baseman outfielder Willie Calhoun, right-hander A.J. Alexi, and infielder Brendan Davis to Texas. In other trade deadline deals, the Dodgers took care of a bullpen need by picking up former All-Star Tony Watson from the Pirates for minor league infielder O'Neill Cruz and pitching prospects Angel German. The Red Sox have worked out a deal that brings reliever Addison Reed to Boston and sends three pitching prospects to the Mets. The Cubs have added Detroit's Justin Wilson to their bullpen in a trade that also brings catcher Alex Avila to the defending champs. The Tigers got minor league infielders Jamer Candelario and Isaac Paredes, along with a player to be named or cash. James Jeffress is back with the Brewers after being acquired from the Rangers for minor league pitcher Taylor Scott. The Indians traded reliever Joe Smith to the Blue Jays. Toronto receives a pair of minor leaguers. The Diamondbacks have reacquired reliever David Hernandez from the Angels for a minor league pitcher. Arizona grabbed infielder Adam Rosales from Oakland for minor league pitcher Jefferson Mejia. The Astros added another starting pitcher by getting lefty Francisco Liriano from the Blue Jays in exchange for outfielder Nori Aoki and minor leaguer Teoscar Hernandez. Reliever Brandon Kinstler is a Washington National after he was obtained from the Twins for a left-handed pitching prospect. The Orioles held on to reliever Zach Britton and bolstered their injury-depleted infield by acquiring Tim Beckham from the Tampa Bay Rays. The Phillies traded right-hander Joaquin Benoit and Cash to the Pittsburgh Pirates for a minor league pitcher. In other baseball news, Lance McCullers is back on the shelf. The Astros have placed the right-hander on the 10-day disabled list with a back discomfort just a month after being sidelined with a sore back. McCullers is 7-3 with a 3.92 ERA and 19 starts this season. The Mets will recall top shortstop prospect Ahmed Rosario and put him in the starting lineup tonight against Colorado. Rosario is hitting .328 with 7 homers, 58 RBIs, and 19 steals in 94 games at AAA Las Vegas this year. The Cubs have announced that they will give a World Series ring to Steve Bartman, the fan who was vilified for deflecting a foul ball during the 2003 National League Championship Series. The Cubs were 5 outs from winning the National League pennant that year when Bartman prevented Chicago left fielder Moises Alou from making a play on the ball, contributing to a huge rally that allowed the Marlins to win the game and the series. The Cubs are hoping that the gesture brings some closure to the matter, while Bartman says he is deeply moved by the gesture. Well, the Atlantic Trojan football program is offering a non-padded football camp this week at the Atlantic High School practice field, starting Wednesday and running through Friday. That camp will be led by Atlantic High School coaches and players, and it's for athletes who are in grades 5 through 8. Fifth and sixth graders' camp time is 9:30 to 10:30 each day, and the seventh and eighth graders will go from 10:30 to 11:30 each day. The cost for the camp, just $1. The camp will work on offensive and defensive fundamentals, along with some kicking game fundamentals. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz has never cared for preseason predictions, and this season is no different. With a number of question marks on offense coming off of last year's 8-5 record, most predictions have the Hawkeyes headed for a fourth-place finish in the Big Ten West. Ferentz doesn't know how successful the Hawkeyes will be, but he says he likes the traits that he's been seeing.
I really like this team. It's been fun to work with these guys, and I speak for our staff. They've been really good from January on. They've had a good summer. You know, just all those little things you look for, the way the guys operated in the classroom last spring and this summer. Have they been punctual? Are they reliable, dependable, et cetera? You know, going to the Learning Center appointments academically. You know, all those little indicators you look for, and these guys have been really, they've been working hard.
Ferentz says he likes the attitude and the work ethic of his team.
But I'd sure rather go into camp with that kind of mindset and just, you know, meeting with the players and watching them interact and, you know, really impressed with the way the guys handle things, the way they work with each other.
Hawkeyes open up at home against Wyoming on September 2nd. In other Big Ten news, Ohio State coach Urban Meyer said opening the season on the road against a Big Ten opponent brings another level of urgency to preseason practice. Usually there are lesser opponents scheduled for the first couple of games, which gives the team a chance to work out the bugs. This season, the Buckeyes open up August 31st against Indiana and then come back home to face Oklahoma. Minnesota's first season under coach P.J. Fleck will begin with a wide-open competition at quarterback between Connor Rota and Demery Croft. Fleck says Rota and Croft will take equal turns with the first-team offense until the coaches settle on a starter. They have about 4 weeks to try to win that job. From the Big 12 Conference, perhaps Iowa State's biggest question mark heading into preseason practice is its defensive line. The Cyclones will be hoping to see three junior college stars emerge as quality Big 12 players as quickly as possible. Iowa State was hit hard by attrition, losing starters Damon Tucker, Justin Thomas, and Mitchell Myers to graduation. The Cyclones responded by hitting the transfer market, signing Matt Leo, Ray Lima, and Camilo Tamonga in the offseason. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.